This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The latest threats against pro-life candidates include the family of New Jersey's Jay Weber, in addition to threats to GOP House leadership's Kathy McMorris Rogers and New Jersey's Chris Smith, to Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. Life News has documented 30 incidents in the last month of assaults against pro-life advocates. And the New York Times has published a short story about assassinating U.S. President Donald Trump. Just as abortion advocates are clamoring for more abortion in the UK, prenatal surgery is gaining a toehold there. While Parliament seeks legal protection for children at the same gestational and developmental age, doctors over the summer performed the first two corrective surgeries on children with spina bifida. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, from Planned Parenthood to abortion specimen brokers, allegations and evidence are piling up that point to widespread fraud and even lying to Congress. NBC now admits it took part in advancing unsubstantiated claims against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and despite a secular preference for Christians to stay away from politics, hundreds of thousands of citizens across Mexico took part in the March for Life last week to oppose abortion in various states' policies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.